Detroit Times.
I guess that was it. It just went off.
Wow.
Wasn't that Disturbed?
That was your best song selection yet, Edidi.
Was that something that almost sounded like Canada jumped in and said Detroit sucks? Was that you
that
or was that actually in the song?
That was me.
That was him. But it fit.
It did.
Detroit
it fit real
sucks.
Well.
I didn't have metal in my face, but I think I pulled it off.
Yeah, it worked.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the NFL T-Piss thing that we call here, whatever this shindig is. Is that a good intro?
TPS NFL update.
Yeah, that's what it is. The TPS
week, whatever.
NFL yeah. update.
No, week. You say whatever week it is.
Whatever yeah. week, yeah.
Whatever
what week,
week
is it,
it is.
Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. It's 1 week. I think he got beat this week. I don't know, but I'm jumping ahead of myself.
I don't think he did, actually.
I don't think he did either because he stomped somebody. But anyway, I am your host, Franchise 254, taking over for the injured. He's on injury reserve, E. Diddy. And with us, as always, is Bourne.
Hey.
We got John McClain.
What's up?
And we got Darkie. Darkie. I can't be serious and say that because, you know, it just hurts my feelings. But Team Canada.
Hey.
Hey. And we have a special guest tonight. If he's going to say anything or he's going to honk horns out of a truck again.
He's gone.
Oh, he took off?
He needs to be added, he said.
I'm trying to add him now.
Jeez, boy. Okay, anyway. So what do we start with? The Michigan report this week?
Yep.
Well, what can we say? Michigan sucks.
I was going to say skip that next.
Oh, there he is.
Just skip
the. Who is this guy?
What's up, guys? SpongeBobbies, TPS Sponge on the Twatters. El Esponja Amarillo on Mi Espacio.
What he said.
Does anybody know, did the Wolverines win or lose this week as far as college basketball is concerned? Or does nobody care?
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I just remembered they were called the Wolverines.
I know. I know I called something that Edidi said last week didn't happen. What did he say was going to happen to Baylor? He said they were going
to lose to Kentucky.
Yeah, what happened?
They won.
Baylor spanked that ass.
My guess is Baylor won.
Of course.
I just want to add, since you guys brought up the Wolverines, I saw Red Dawn, the remake.
Okay.
It was awesome.
I thought you were going to say, I've seen the new Wolverine movie, and then talk about that. It was about Wolverine.
Yeah. I could have done that, but yeah, I saw.
Yeah, you could have.
I saw Red Dawn, the remake, the reboot.
Okay.
It was awesome. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. I was sad at the end when, spoiler alert, when Chris Hemsworth's character gets gets an arrow to the head.
Okay. This is the NFL podcast. Where are movies coming into play here?
Okay, thank you. NFL podcast. So why are we talking about college football? Continue.
Because of Edidi's admiration for...
Because...
Not here.
Because college players go into the NFL.
He's not here. This means we can actually have fun.
What college player from Michigan is going to go to the NFL, huh? Tell me three.
The Turd Robinson went.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you call him the Turd
yes,
Robinson?
The Turd Robinson, because he hasn't produced anything at all. He is the shit. The
Denard,
shittiest
right?
player.
That's Let's the, Get Denarded, all that from last year?
Yeah, the Turd.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to make sure of these things.
I'm so glad we're having fun now.
Isn't Chad Henne, wasn't he a Wolverine?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, and what about Charles
Gronk.
Woodson? What about Charles Woodson? Wasn't he a Wolverine? I can name three.
What about
I can name
Tom
four.
Brady.
He was a Wolverine.
What about Logan?
Well, I was just going to say, I am looking on the homepage. They're supposed to play the number one team ranked in the country on the 14th at noon. They're scheduled to play Arizona, followed by Stanford.
Is that basketball?
So, for basketball, yeah. So they'll probably two losses right there. But
yeah, they're going to sink twice.
We're in basketball now?
They're 6-3.
Yeah,
well, they're not going to talk about football because we're in the bowl season starting next week.
Yeah.
So the season's over.
Right.
Yeah, season's over.
So, okay, so Michigan didn't do very well, right?
Do you want to talk about Ohio State?
Well, I mean...
Football?
We can't.
He made a call that they were going to get exposed.
Yeah,
that's what happened every week, though.
Yeah, but, we did not deserve to win that game. As soon as the game started, when we saw that they were talking about Michigan State having the number one ranked defense, I'm like, this is done. They're not going to do very well. So, yeah, it didn't turn out too pretty, but I'd rather be exposed at a Big Ten championship game rather than the national championship. So now at least Aditi can watch the championship, which should actually be a decent game, I'm hoping.
So is that all the gloating you're going to do then? Your team did better than his team and made it to the bowls.
All we had to do was cover the Michigan game that we won. That's pretty much all the smack talk I need to talk about for Ohio State football.
Okay.
Wait.
Bourne, you got to drop the mic on that one.
This is kind of expensive. I don't want to do it right now.
Yeah, don't. Your mic sounds the best out of all of us. So.
Make an unboxing video for Aditi.
Who are we going to unbox Aditi?
Of you winning, dancing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think SpongeBob wants a dick in the box. Creepy.
Whoa. Oh.
Wow.
We can't do a dick in the box.
That's what they call it in Canada.
That's Christmas.
As far as basketball is concerned, we're ranked number 3. Don't really have any big games coming up quite yet.
Baylor's ranked, what, in the top 20 still?
Yeah, I think so.
Where's Baylor? Did Baylor make the bowls?
Of course Baylor made the bowls. We only lost one game this year, dude. We got the Tostitos Bowl.
Baylor's legit.
Did you see the power went out at the end of the game there?
Yep. You know how cold it was? Jesus. I'm glad I was in the house. I didn't even go to that one. I was like, no.
How?
It was like in the teens at that game.
Are you going to get any pieces of the stadium when they decide to demolish it?
Dude, I've already got pieces of the stadium.
What do you have?
He's got that urinal soap.
Cake.
He took the urinal puck. They call them pucks here in Canada.
Oh yeah.
Some of us have pieces of the bleachers.
Some of you.
Some of us. I'm not going to say who all has it, but some of us do have pieces of the bleachers there. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit more. They're going to demolish that probably in.
I'm just assuming, are they going to keep it, or are they going to demolish it?
No, they're going to demolish it.
Is it near the current stadium, or is the new one kind of further away?
The new one's further away. It's right off of I-35.
Oh, okay.
I know you drove I-35 last summer.
Yeah.
You remember coming through, and there was like a Texas Ranger Museum right before you get to the river?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
It's right across from the Texas Ranger Museum, right across the river.
Okay.
They have a museum for the... Chuck
Rangers?
Norris TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck Norris is actually standing in there. You didn't know that?
No. I was trying to be funny, but I guess I was wrong. I was right. But they have a Texas Ranger TV show museum?
No, it's just the Texas. That museum has any famous Texas Ranger that's ever come out of there. Or
I can't name one.
You mean football player?
No.
No, baseball.
No, it's not a baseball museum. It's for cops. It's a cop museum.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers is a baseball team.
Yeah, but that's in Arlington, not near Waco.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Wow. All right, well,
Texas is big, though. That's...
Remind me to sew his lips together.
Who's? Canada's or mine?
Canada, because he just sounded crazy.
Or sew their lips together.
Yeah.
So hold on, does that really sound too crazy, the Texas Rangers to have a museum? Come on.
Yeah, no, it sounds
just you gotta know the location, that's all.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like something someone from Canada who'd never been to Texas would say. Oh, the Texas Rangers, yeah, I know them. I saw them on TV. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about cops.
Break me up.
We have
that.
Weren't
you the one that started talking about Chuck Norris?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
He was the one talking about Chuck Norris.
I'm in L.A. Everything over here is about Hollywood, so.
Yeah.
All right,
so college football, I think we pretty much covered college
football. Yeah, we had our Michigan moment.
They still suck.
Yeah, pretty much. NFL then.
All right, NFL.
Get into it.
The game of the week.
49ers.
The Snow Bowl. I am so upset that Edidi is not here for this.
Did you even see it on TV very well?
Yes,
no.
I did.
Did you watch it in 3D?
No, I didn't watch it in 3D. I should have. I didn't think about it.
You should have watched it in 4D and cranked up your AC.
And drank your JD.
Oh, man. This is terrible. I'm just going to say.
Maybe blared some ICP.
But, man, you just made my stomach hurt.
Highlights from the game, franchise.
Yes, that's what I was doing. Shady McCoy for 217 yards in the snow.
Yeah. You guys going to blame this on me?
Why would we blame this on you?
He got like 200 of the yards in the fourth quarter, didn't he?
Yeah.
I know they got like 200 total or something in like the fourth quarter.
And then Curtis Polk ran a 35-yard touchdown on him in the snow. I mean, what can I say? I mean.
Yeah, in the fourth, McCoy had a 40-yard run, a 57-yard run, and Foles had a 1 yard, and Polk had that 38 then.
Yeah.
They scored 28 points in the fourth quarter to come back and win.
Philly was just like, run the ball.
Against the Lions.
On this team.
Is this an ongoing problem with Detroit then because they can't close games out?
I think it is because they've been getting manhandled in the third or fourth quarter this whole season.
Who's Stafford's backup?
He has a backup?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't think he has a backup.
His quarterback rating was 12.3.
John, who's his backup?
I have no idea.
Edidi is his backup.
I mean, neither one of the quarterbacks did anything just because of the snow.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was just basically a run game. And we all know that, you know, Pretty Boy, he's not going to run that good in the snow because he's from California.
Well, Reggie Bush got injured before.
Yeah, he got injured in warm-ups.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to play hurt because I'm not going to run around in the snow.
It's too cold.
Too cold for me.
Yeah. So, that's what he said.
Edidi, I call this one in your face. In your face. So that's my gloating for the week because my Eagles also took over the NFC East.
All right, John, what happened to the Cowboys, man?
It's too cold. It was
that
too
was
cold.
Bad. I don't know what happened. They looked the Bears didn't punt a single time. The defense couldn't stop Josh McCown.
The defense couldn't even stop
threat Josh McCown.
They couldn't even stop Forte. Forte was running all over him like he was.
Well, Forte's good though. Josh McCown isn't.
Yeah, there's no reason McCown should have had 4 touchdown passes.
Yeah, Dallas's defense has fallen apart.
I thought DeMarco Murray was good for a touchdown that game, though. You know?
Yeah, they got one late, but he wasn't in there late because it was a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let him sit down. They're like, you know what, we're just going to save you for another day.
Yeah.
Anything to be said because of the conditions of the field or the fact that they're in Chicago?
Well, we all knew that was going to happen because it was too cold outside for the Cowboys. You know, they have to play in warm weather to be good. So,
I mean, I don't know why you would make an excuse for this defense when they've been bad against everybody. So, cold weather, they're terrible.
They beat up on Philly pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know what happened that game because that is the only game, the only team they could shut down. Everything else, because they've given up like 400 passing yards like 6 times now.
Yeah,
they could have given up one more against Drew Brees, but they stopped throwing the ball because they were up by so much.
Let me ask you this. When is Jerry Jones going to learn? When is he going to learn? Stay off the field that his coach's coach.
No.
He needs to
see
he's the best coach on this team right now.
He is. I can agree with that.
Monty Kiffin is terrible.
And Monty Kiffin used to have some of the best defensive schemes out there. Look at what he did with Tampa Bay.
Is he the defensive coordinator?
Yes. Yeah.
He's like 90 years old.
They got to get rid of him.
Well, everything I hear is that defense doesn't work anymore in the new NFL because it's all It's the Tampa 2.
Okay.
Yeah, the Tampa 2 doesn't work anymore.
So they're always relying on the turnover game? Like they just go for it?
Yeah,
and then kind of get exposed, right?
I mean, it's the opposite of what last year was, where it was all, let's make them punt, and that was boring. and it wasn't good. So now they went the exact opposite way, and it's
I like how was it Rob Ryan came back to town?
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Jones let that guy coach for a year. He didn't even let him implement his full scheme, and they said that his defenses were too complex for the players.
Yeah, so they did say that.
The players,
smarter players.
But there was also a lot of injuries last year. And this year there's also been a lot of injuries on defense. But yeah. I don't know. DeMarcus Ware, he's done. He's terrible.
Yeah, he used to be – everybody in Dallas loved him. Oh, DeMarcus Ware, we're going to buy his – you know, everybody's just buying his jerseys.
Somebody called him out on it, or he was asked a question about it or something. And he said, hey, you don't think I'm good? Why don't you come try and block me?
Yeah.
We're going to see you out there?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
He's not getting to, I don't know, who am I protecting?
You're gonna
it's got to be somebody you really want to protect. So if it's only Romo, you're not really going to do a whole lot.
He's going to protect Nick Foles.
Yeah, I'll protect Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is a beast.
But next week they play at home where they've been better. I don't even know who they play. They should win, hopefully.
Let's see who they got.
They still control the division if they keep
Green Bay. They get Green Bay next week.
Yeah, Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't sound like he's confident about
No. I mean, they played fairly well this past week with Flynn, but frankly, there was a number of different mistakes that Atlanta could have capitalized on. There was really no reason Atlanta should have lost that game. It's not like Green Bay was really overpowering. They kind of lucked out.
Yeah, they made a late comeback.
Yep. Yeah, they deep throws. Roddy was doing really, really well with getting good, being pretty physical, getting in position, and then just they drove down the field pretty easily a couple of the times. But yeah, there's not much rhythm to Green Bay's team right now. So I would not say there's no reason I would say Dallas should lose that game because their running game's okay, but their passing's very, very suspect, and their defense isn't doing all that well either.
Do you guys know if Randall Cobb's going to be okay?
He's done for the season, but I don't know how any of his progress has been.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, whatever, Green Bay.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I'm tired of seeing him win.
Yeah, now Green Bay fans have something to share with me when I tell them I'm a Browns fan around here. Before it was always like, well, Green Bay took their licks for a long, long time, and once we finally got to our winning ways, you'll get there soon too.
No, they'll never know the Browns fans' pain.
Probably not.
Okay.
No way.
I want to get a consensus on this. What do you guys think about Shanahan shutting down RG3?
Now, did he bench him because of health reasons, or did he bench him because he's actually playing poor?
He's going to get fired.
He said it's health reasons.
Yeah. Shanahan said health reasons.
But everyone's pretty much calling him a liar.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it sounded like he had to consult the ownership before he did this?
Yes.
You don't shut down RG3. He shuts himself down.
Yeah, but that's been happening every time he was playing, so don't you want...
Who else do they got?
Kirk Cousins. Michigan State alum.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is a good player.
He's decent.
Do you guys agree with the move then?
No.
I mean, if they're talking a couple weeks back that he other players thought that he wasn't playing healthily, but then yeah, you gotta put somebody else in.
I mean, they're trying to get him back next year. From what they're saying that they wanted him back next year, healthy, instead of starting out the year not healthy and running around scared and then starting to turn it on later on.
Shanahan's done.
Well, of course Shanahan's gone.
Yeah, he's probably done. I think his contract was up. He either got one more year or this is it.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Texans firing their head coach?
Texans did poorly. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
They really did. They really did bad look at the end of the season.
They had the best team a number of years there.
Yeah. I mean, why would you...
Just couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, I mean, why would you fire a coach that you're winning as coach? They had, Dom Capers the first year?
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't make sense, but...
I mean, he brought that team to where it could be good, but they've got injury problems. Their offensive line sucks. Their quarterbacks suck.
That was their big Achilles heel. They just never got a guy under center that could deal the ball well.
Foster was just covered most of the season, right? Or except against the really, really bad teams against the run. But, I mean, like, once Foster was shut down.
Yeah.
Right?
They didn't seem to be very dynamic.
Because that was their thing. They would always go for the goal line punch, right?
They played a two-back set. They played two running backs. They played Foster and Tate. And you know, they had both. Once you have those two in tandem, you got two really good running backs, and you're splitting the reps between them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kept a lot of defenses, because Tate's a big back. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Arian Foster's not that big. He's just nimble. So you got one guy that's a big hulk, and you got one guy that's a little fragile bitch.
Okay.
Tweets pictures of his injuries.
Yeah, he's out there tweeting pictures. What's wrong with him?
He can do that shit. He's Arian Foster.
Yeah, he won't be playing much longer. He keeps doing that dumb shit. Has he had a healthy season since he's been in the league?
I think maybe the first season he got injured.
He's one of the best running backs now.
No, he's not one of the best running backs. He's in a good system that makes him one of the best.
He's in a great system. So
Shady McCoy is one of the best running backs.
Okay, anyway, are we doing mashups?
Well, wait. I want to hear, so John, I tweeted you about Peterson's injury and he never came back. So we'll make the segue into your fantasy team as far as what you think is going to be as far as your chances. What Peterson says, he vows that he's coming back, but I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Well, the last 2 weeks he's been injured, so I didn't think he was going to, like, play that much. And he got about 70 carries in the last 2 weeks. So if he says he's coming back, I wouldn't doubt that he is coming back, but he shouldn't. I don't know why the team's been running him so hard in games that don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, if their team was somewhat better than where they're at, I could see they, you know, kind of keep handing it to him. But yeah, I would be a little more ginger about it.
My guess is that he'll play.
I'm guessing he will. But like John said, there's no reason for it right now.
I know, but it seems to me like they don't care. Yeah. They're running him until he can't run.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants, I guess.
Well, he wants to keep his status up as one of the best quarterbacks.
Give him the ball, coach.
He wants to be the best. So he's going to keep asking for it.
He's a running back, not a quarterback.
Did you guys watch the end of that game at all against the Ravens?
No.
It was pretty insane. In the last, like, 3 minutes, there was, like, either three or four touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. There was no scoring early on.
Yeah, they couldn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, like, the leads kept changing within the last, like, 2 minutes to play. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I watched the end of that game. That game was awesome.
Yeah.
There was 5 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got to see that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. They Gerhardt had a run that didn't seem like it was going to go anywhere, and then he had one big hit, and both guys seemed to kind of just bounce right off of him, and then he just ran into the end zone. That was about a 30-yard run or so. And then, so then they were up, and what's his name?
Jacoby Jones?
Yeah, Jacoby Jones for the Ravens. He returned a kick.
And then that rookie wide receiver came up.
Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah, Patterson. That boy, they're saying
that projection. Who?
Yeah, that guy's Cordarrelle Patterson. That guy there, he's going to be something special once they figure out how to use him.
Yeah, they said his big issue right now is he's not like he hasn't really had a lot of football experience, so he needs to kind of like learn offenses and routes and stuff like that.
But once he does,
He could be just very similar to like a Percy Harvin type of player.
Oh yeah, what happened to Jerome Simpson, man? He used to be a beast.
They cut his hair.
He was a beast
when he was playing for Cincinnati.
Cincy.
He was a monster.
Are you just thinking about that one play where he jumped over a guy or flipped over a guy?
No, he did. But then again, all those receivers over there are good.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, why would they, you know, I don't know. They traded a good player away, and then now all of a sudden, you know, he's a piece of trash over there.
So, Canada, you want to talk matchups?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah. He got exposed.
I got destroyed by you.
He got exposed.
A team I didn't think. Oh, yeah, exposed for sure. I didn't. Oh. I don't know. I didn't think much of your team. But, again, I don't know many of these names. Rainey. I just thought, okay, if I get lucky, you know. I thought Stafford was at least good for.
double digits.
20 points or something. But, yeah, no, I got exposed when I needed it. Well, you know what? I still made it to the playoffs, though, because obviously.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was going to have any playoff implications, but it seemed like those top. You ended up, in seventh?
No, he ended up in sixth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured, in that.
I ended up in seventh.
My team is not rolling right now. It's really not.
Yeah, it might be some easy pickings for the first round.
Did you call it?
I said one and done.
One and done. We'll see. I'm against the Lazy Kings, okay? You never know with Pantera, okay? Maybe I could.
Maybe you could tell him to play certain players.
Yeah.
You could tell him without even telling him that you're playing him.
He'd be like, no way. I'm not listening to you.
I bet you sounded just like him.
Good win. Man, I wanted this, though.
Yeah. I lucked out with... Rainey's stats looked nice at the end, but it all started because he had an 80-yard touchdown run at the very beginning of the game, and then
didn't
do a whole lot.
Because Buffalo, that's why. They're just terrible.
And I honestly thought with all of the weather, my players don't play well in good weather, so let alone full-out snow, I figured there wasn't going to be a whole lot. But, when the Browns started imploding, instead of giving Shane Vereen a lot of rushing yards, they gave him a lot of receptions. So, yeah, I lucked out on this. There's a few players that Buccaneers gave me 23 points. I was a little lopsided, but
wait, how do you get? Hold on. Your buddy Shane Vereen here.
Yeah,
he's got three catches with 9 yards.
That's rushing.
Three carries, 9 yards, one touchdown, 21 points.
But he's got over 100 rushing, receiving yards.
Oh, it doesn't say that on ESPN here.
Yeah, he's got...
you got to click more stats.
Yeah, more stats. 12 receptions for 153 yards.
Oh, my gosh, that's the first time I've clicked that. whatever. You rolled me.
Yeah, this was good win. Good win.
Yeah.
Sure, good win there.
Two-game winning streak.
That's right.
The season.
That's right.
Oh, was that your only streak?
Yeah, that was the only streak I had. Well, I had, if you count my losing streaks, but
it's pretty sad getting it when you don't need it.
Yeah. No, I needed it, that's for sure.
Playing spoiler.
Yeah.
Well.
All right, Beast Mode and Brownies. Oh, I'm sorry, this is week one. Yeah, that's week one.
It was me and Lazy Kings. I had too many issues with people not getting the ball, people getting hurt. Jeez, man. It's just like my season is in shambles, and I still came up in the playoffs.
Still going with Starks. Still think Green Bay is going to run the ball.
They don't really have a choice.
Okay. Yeah, their receiving core is only good if one guy's behind the wheel there.
They're just not a good team right now. They're just not a good – I don't know. Nothing's going there right now. So I don't know. Why would you stay with them? But okay.
Well, there's no options.
Saying.
I mean, they got Tolzien if what's his name doesn't work out. Flynn.
Lazy Kings are looking pretty good.
No, they're not.
Okay, so you tell us why this matchup didn't go your way.
I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
I had people that were injured, people that went out of the game early. I mean, look, Victor Cruz hasn't gotten anything all year. He looks like trash. And I've been faithfully standing behind him the whole way. It's like, you know, he's going to get it this time. He's going to get it this time.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, he's been coming up with 1-2 points a week, and he's projected. He never played by projections, but he's always projected to have 12, 15 points. He always ends up with about 2.
He hasn't gotten any touchdowns.
Not – how many touchdowns? I think he's gotten 2 this season.
He got 4, but they were all in the first month.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's –
3 of them were in one game.
Yeah, 3 against those Dallas Stars. What does that say? If you could just play Dallas every week.
Well, they lost that game, though.
Yeah, but, yeah, well.
Man, that game was terrible.
Is Eli Manning good yet?
No.
I thought he was supposed to be an elite quarterback. That's why they call him Eli
Manning. Well, yeah, because then he's going to bring it in the playoffs, right?
He's only elite if you can get him to the Super Bowl, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to the Super Bowl this year.
No. He might be able to sit
he'll sit there and cheer his brother on.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you have Colby Fleener, who had another bad week.
Yeah, what a bum.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the next matchup is the Rough Riders and the Bums.
Ooh.
And this week, the Rough Riders, I'm just going to say it, the Rough Riders are just that good. That's my E. Diddy impersonation. We still don't like you, but he beat the tar out of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, he brothers.
Even, he even put up a donut in his running back game.
He's stacked.
We called it. We were like, when's Rashad Jennings going to be Rashad Jennings? Oh, okay, it happened.
Yeah, he knew he had enough points. Just think, if he had him, he probably would have went to 150, which would have been the highest point total of the season.
His bench did pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got LeSean McCoy. I mean,
we're not supposed to say his team's good, though, man. No.
Oh.
The team doesn't have it all.
Oh.
When's he going to drop Calvin Johnson?
Johnson.
Just holding his team down.
Yeah.
He's going to cost them a game.
He's an old – Johnson's an old man.
Yeah,
he needs to retire already.
Yeah, but he's like Stafford. Like, that's what Stafford's doing. He's looking for him.
Yeah, that's all he's
not too much.
Him. Yeah, almost hasn't found him.
Because the coverage has been good.
All right, we beat that dead horse. Okay, next matchup is Fuzzy Muckers and the Rotting Tomatoes. Nobody even cares about this
game.
So
nobody cares.
So we're going to move on.
Won by one point.
Matchup.
Yeah, that's two of the losers that are going to the loser bracket. So get out of here.
Tomatoes doesn't even know that Gronk's probably done for the season. He's going to elect him as a keeper next year.
Gronk might be done for his career.
Yeah, it could be.
Gronk is not a football player anymore. Gronk is an injury case.
Yeah.
So I would drop Gronk and I wouldn't look back. But that's just me.
You're going to make B. Smith fall off his tractor.
Who,
stop.
Me? Why would I be?
Right. Straight trash, homie, and brownies.
Pass.
I got wrecked.
I don't know if you got wrecked.
I mean, if I had Adrian Peterson, maybe it would have been different.
Well, yeah, you need AP every week. That's the way your game's been all season. You need AP or you fail.
What do you mean? Adrian Peterson has not even been the best player on my team.
Oh, who would be? Romo?
Brandon Marshall? Romo?
Graham?
Zach Stacy? Jimmy Graham? There's a lot you could say. I don't have a best player. I have best team.
I don't understand how
my kicker didn't show up at all.
I mean, I can understand E.J. Manuel getting benched and maybe RG3, but he lucked out by playing McCown. But they're considering keeping him in on the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm. So I would have won if he had played E.J. Manuel.
Yeah, and Peterson would have had a normal day. But Josh Gordon, man, I'm so happy that Cleveland's got a good player, but he's probably not going to last very long.
Well, Ryan Matthews, actually.
Why is he not going to last?
Because either he'll have there was talks that Cleveland was going to trade him for whatever reason, and in the last couple times he's had some off-the-field issues that they had to discipline him. But if he can stay on the team, then we've
got
off-field
issues that they had to discipline him?
Yeah, there was like at the beginning of this year, and I think there was at some point last year they excused him from the team.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
he's on fire.
Yeah, he's huge for us.
Well, hopefully he gets in trouble over these last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, I guess the final matchup, team Chuck Norris and Handy J. For
Andy Jay got knocked out of the playoffs.
Oh, is that right?
Handy Jay, what happened to him? He was a contender last year.
He wasn't handy enough.
I guess not. Wow.
He could have picked up some extra points there by playing Joik Bell if he had gotten the news about Reggie Bush. That happened right before the game started.
Roddy White also hasn't been the same, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Roddy White is old, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's breaking down.
I think what killed my season was Julio Jones going down because he was solid and consistent every week until he got hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, things happen, man.
I don't know. I still look at his team and I don't think it's too bad.
You know.
I mean, on paper it looks good, but Maurice Jones-Drew really isn't worth a top pick this year.
What do you do against Jamal Charles? You know, he just goes off on bad teams.
Sounds like a tractor in the background.
It's me.
I know.
All right, well, let's look at the playoff bracket.
Ooh.
The playoff bracket.
So, Tepus Rough Riders faces the Bums, number one seed, versus Bums being the number eight seed.
So, this is a rematch of last week.
Any upset here? Or is this a free win for one of the teams?
I think the Riders can pull off the upset.
The upset?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, Bums, I don't think you're going to have to score well up into easily into 100. Welker's got a concussion. Olsen's questionable.
Is he active?
Who's that? Bums?
Butters, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's active.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He is devastated when he loses.
All right. He must be devastated a lot.
Is a walking devastation?
I was devastated a lot this year.
So you're 1-8. I think the number one team is going to edge out the number 18.
Second-ranked team, the Brownies, is facing beast mode. Any smack talk to preface this game?
No, we have a mutual respect for each other.
Oh, yeah. F off.
So you guys are gonna hug each other real tightly at the end of the game and kind of whisper sweet nothings into each other's ear?
Nothing.
Unless I lose.
Unless you lose. Then franchise is going to come up and just shake your hand vigorously.
There's no chance in fucking hell.
I don't know.
Beast mode is going to beat the Brownies.
I'm scared of beast mode. I just don't know if my team can stay healthy.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
So, you're calling it. You're putting that on the board. There's no way.
Oh, I'm putting it. It's on the board. It's on the board.
I'm done.
So you just jinxed him.
You just jinxed me.
Whatever. The Canada jinx. Oh, yeah, the Canada curse.
I'm sorry, McLean. I tried to get out of that one.
I just can't believe franchise made the playoffs.
I know.
Not even as the 8th seed.
No. I can't believe Lazy Kings made the playoffs.
He won the division.
I know.
Barely.
He's been winning like a lot lately. It's insane.
You're just scared of your matchup against him.
I kind of am, actually.
I don't know why.
You guys think I got this week or what?
No, I think he's going
to I think this one's pretty much already done.
You think so?
Especially after you played me last week. I mean, come on.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not telling him. That's the thing I don't understand. You got a Canuck telling an American about football. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I mean, yeah, you could kind of mix things up, Canada, if you really try and get inside his head and tell him to bench certain players, but...
Tell him to bench his whole team.
Well...
Because let's face it, he knows nothing about football.
I've been liking Kendall Hunter's game a lot.
Yeah,
seriously, I'm not kidding. I think...
Why do you have Daryl Richardson?
He hasn't played in about, what, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, I saw you add him. I'm like, did I miss something? Like, Stacey Dunn, and all of a sudden he came back, or what?
No, but Richardson is the third string guy, so even...
Oh, is he?
I have the second guy.
Man, to be honest...
So he's handcuffing my handcuff.
With Rice going against Detroit, you know, his matchups favor him.
I don't know, because Detroit is pissed off about getting run on like that. They're not you don't usually run on Detroit like that.
I know.
So Detroit's defense is going to be fierce, and they're not going to be playing in snow this week.
Baltimore's done pretty good. So.
Baltimore-less, you mean?
Oh, I hate the Shipbirds. I don't know. It might be a tough call, but I'd say that Lazy Kings get somewhere in the 90s, and I end up somewhere in, like,
low 80s?
100.
Oh, all right.
Wow, more jinxing going on. See, we move past the E. Diddy curse.
There it is.
And we go to the Canuck jinx.
Yeah.
And then finally for the fourth-ranked team, Straight Trash Homie Pant, playing fifth-ranked team Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Norris going to try and reclaim some of the fire he had in the middle of the season?
I think so.
I think Chuck Norris.
Homie's playing tough,
mm-hmm.
especially with McCown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but right now he's got McCown benched.
Yeah, yeah, he's going Campbell.
He's going Campbell.
What?
Jason Campbell.
That's a terrible, terrible
After
move.
Last week?
Yeah.
And they're going against Cleveland? Okay, we got to talk to him.
No, you don't talk to him.
Talk to him.
We're not going to tell you. No, we don't want you
he
to
He knows
talk
what
to
he's doing.
Him. He must.
Last
he
week must. He played McCown.
Yeah. He's benching Shorts, though, and Cameron,
oh,
playing Dennis Pitta over that.
What?
He might be pulling a New England on Norris. He'll play, like, the actual opposite of showing who he's going to show, and then, like, a couple minutes before the game starts,
he
sets
week.
It up. Does it?
Me. He had Manuel in there. Remember it was time? And it wasn't time.
Yeah, that's true. We had talked about that last week.
I'm going Norris.
And I'm not going to bother about the consolation ladder because it's not worth talking about.
No, it's worth Tomaters versus Andy J. Something will happen. And then Glabra.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I actually have revenge on this game because I actually lost to the inactive team earlier this year. So
yeah, we'll see if I can do something here. Yeah. You've been the talk of conversation for a couple of weeks now since your terrible friggin' trade. So, yeah.
I was the Cleveland Browns this year. I made the trade, and I started winning.
Yeah. Okay.
Real quick, before we transition, everybody say who they think is going to be the winner and elect a dark horse. Okay. Who thinks, like, underdog chance.
Whoa, not a dark horse.
Can I vote myself?
Not a dark horse.
All right, let's go with a...
underdog.
A sleeper.
Okay, sleeper's good.
Canada, you start.
Oh, man. I think... I'll just be boring. Rough Riders win it, and the sleeper is the Lazy Kings.
All right.
That's bro love right there.
Is that a lot of bro love?
Yeah.
Don't you mean Canada 2.0?
Yeah.
That's what I would call them.
All right, John.
Well, I think the favorite has to be the team that's been on top most of the year.
Okay.
Until the final week.
Who? Who?
The Brownies.
Okay.
The team that doesn't have just one A-plus player.
Yes. Well, they got the luck of falling into the second seed, which means they get to avoid the Brown Division 4-5 matchup.
Yep.
So good luck with that, whoever has to face that. And for my sleeper, I would have whoever wins that 4-5 matchup.
All right.
What? No, call one.
I would think Homies.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, I hate to say it, even if Edidi's got good teams, some injury is going to happen to him. We know there's going to be always heartbreak at some point because for all of the smack talk that he talked this year, it's still not going to be his year. So I'm going to say the Brownies as the favorite. And I also am going to say the Lazy Kings as just a sleeper because especially if the Lazy Kings beats the Brownies, they're going to have to face the Rough Riders, I think, and I would love for the Lazy Kings to win. But if that happens, Everybody has to communicate to Lazy Kings to try and make sure his roster gets set properly to prepare for a Rough Riders matchup.
He's just going to tell us to go fuck ourselves.
No. If he made
I'm going to tell him that I'm going to come and steal one of his PS4 games or his PS4 console, and then he'll listen to me.
If he made it to the final dance, he will be antsy.
That is a sore subject. Let's not talk about PS4s. He had to go replace his PS4.
I did. I saw that. We have third world problems with Nelson Mandela's death and Pantera's getting his second PS4.
Yeah. That's
how is that possible?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Is that from the donations?
Whoa.
No, he had it was a replacement because of some drive issue.
Yeah, he took it back. He took it to Fry's or somewhere.
Some Sony, I think, outlet or whatever.
But that's not two consoles in the same home, or is it just replacing them?
He just replaced it already.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay.
That, Sponge, you are saying something that a lot of people have been speculating.
Well, honestly...
How does he get one in the first place?
I see his unboxing video, and he's got a PS4, and he's unemployed, right?
If he comes on the show next week, I want him to talk about football and not about this.
Yeah, he's gonna be pissed off.
Yeah,
he don't listen to podcasts, so we don't have to worry about him hearing about it that way. Somebody's gonna tell him.
I'm not saying nothing.
Franchise, I'm not in the middle of it. And I'm going to be the one to get the blame for this shit.
End our picks here.
Yes, please. I was gonna say I've got the Brownies.
Okay.
Being the top dogs.
Bro love.
And who's your sleeper?
Man, Calabra.
What?
Sleeper. Stop.
Your sleeper.
Yeah.
He can't get away. Any consolidation.
I just want to pick him because nobody else would.
Okay, well, pick someone else.
That's definitely true. Myself included.
We're serious.
It's like a hipster pick.
Yeah. You got to go for Galabra. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got to go for the worm in the ground. Are you nuts?
I can't
pick
my own.
Someone.
You got to pick one of the top eight.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man. I guess I would pick who's Butter's team? Homies?
The Bums.
The Bums, yeah, I'll pick the Bums.
You're picking the Bums.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Free Diddy.
Week one upset.
I think that's what's going to happen.
All right.
The Bums, you think a week one upset? Oh, come on, dude. All right, cool.
All right,
I vote for Hatchman,
okay,
Montana.
So we've got to go through our pigskin pick'ems.
Yeah.
No, we need to hear SpongeBob's picks.
I'm picking for E. Diddy, okay? I'm picking this place. All right. To take it off, of course, Rough Riders. Okay? Sleeper, Rough Riders.
Okay.
That was a waste of time.
Yeah, that was a waste of time.
That sounds like something E. Diddy would say.
But I channeled it.
I'm telling you.
I just envision E. Diddy chest pumping himself.
I think he would go beast mode just to say I'm going to lose in the first round.
he would. That's what he would say.
Okay, so we're
all right. Pick'ems.
All right, pick'ems. This weekend.
Sorry to cut you off. I gotta take off. I gotta keep working.
Honk the horn one more time before you go.
One more time. One more time. What?
He's not in the truck anymore. He's gone. He's inside. Oh, he is in the truck.
I gotta roll, guys. I still got customers to serve.
All right.
I just want to say that the NBA league, that's all shenanigans. That's all I got to say. There's somewhere, there's something going on in there. There's someone's pulling some strings. I don't know what it is, but something's going wrong. I can't win.
The commissioner, maybe?
I blame the commissioner.
I can't win. I play somebody, one day they have two, they only got two guys on the roster to play, and I have a full roster, and I still lose.
It sounds like you have a bad team.
Yeah, it could be that.
I don't know. I don't think I got a bad team. Wall's hurt. Kobe's back in. He's not scoring as much, but he's back. I don't know what's going on, man. Might be doing this wrong, but
you gotta check your overall stats and see what areas you're weak in, and then
I've been doing that. I've been looking for rebounds. I've been looking for assists. I've been trying to get rid of my turnovers.
Well, Reddick's been out since the beginning of December, and you still have him in your...
I'm not going to let him go, dude. If I let him go, you guys are going to jump on him. I know it.
You're getting killed at every stat.
Every stat. Thank you. Rub it in.
You're a good free throw shooting team.
That's about it.
There's that.
Yeah, there is that.
Now with Kobe in, I'm hoping he can motivate my entire fantasy league. My team to start playing better, and hopefully Carmelo comes in and helps out Kobe and Gasol a little bit more. So that's all I gotta say. But man, this shit ain't right.
You're starting bad players.
I'm starting everybody on the
team. Willie Green, Andre Blatch.
Who else? Well, Stucky's out.
I thought you were gonna say Stucky is legit, but.
That would have been an E. Diddy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that would have been channeling your E. Diddy.
it's I don't know, man. It's either it's working against me or it's working for me in the future. But wow, I just can't get the hang of this thing.
It's okay.
If you look, I think I've dropped more players than anybody in the league.
I think I've dropped more players than anybody.
I'm at 15.
The real challenge, Sponge, will be how you go against Canada, because he's now officially taking care of another team. So.
And that's the only reason why I won, because nobody was taking care of that team.
Well, you got a measuring stick now, because Canada's in here and he hasn't really had much experience with it either.
He'll lose to me.
Whoa! Let's do this. All right, guys.
All right, later, man.
Thank you for the time. Thank you for the entertainment.
Hey, right, thanks later. For coming, bro.
No problem. Take it easy, boys.
Later.
All right. Wrap up pick'ems then.
All right. So this week 14 pick'ems. Oh, this was just terrible, man. Tomato was zero. Born, goose egg.
Yeah.
Why? Did you just not pick?
Yeah, I haven't been picking for like the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, three weeks. Okay, and then we got Bowser, who had 8 picks. Nice. And L. Ron Bronians with 6. You suck. Stop picking.
He's tied with you.
He's making an effort, and he sucks, and I'm not.
Yeah, Tomater's just bad. He's got 5 points.
Franchise, you did pretty good last week.
Yeah, I think last week and this week I 10 and this week I did 11. What can I say? I watch football a lot. Edidi with 8.
Can we just say he's out of it now?
Who, Edidi?
Yeah, he's 10 down.
We can say
11 down.
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
He's 11 down. So the only way he would come in is if McClain and JT scored nothing.
And is that possible?
And he got all of his picks correct.
So you're saying there's a chance?
No, I'm saying that Edidi should give it up.
Yeah, he's done.
He's pretty much done. So it's a two-man race right now.
Yeah, it's between McClain and JT. McClain had 9 picks right, and JT, the leader, 1 point ahead, 1 pick ahead, had 8 right. So it's 106 to 105.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. Which there are still, I mean, it just depends on these next 3 weeks. I mean, something could happen, and, you know, there's 3 people who could actually run up and take over.
There's 3?
Yeah.
I thought we just wrote off Edidi.
Yeah, but I'm not counting him. I'm counting Bowser.
Bowser?
Bowser could get every pick of every game right.
The guy who's over 20 points down?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. So, yeah, 50 space bucks to the winner.
JT's got McClain right behind him.
Yep, 1 point.
Right in the rear view.
Right in the rear view mirror. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yep.
So are we going basketball now?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
All right, basketball. This last week was a crazy week at basketball.
Week six.
I thought I had a chance to pull it out against McClain, but it was tight back and forth, and I was trying to figure out which stats I was just going to have to punt and then try and go after. But a few of them just got to be too wide of a margin. I ended up losing 5-4.
Yeah,
it was tough. I saw the field goal. It kept dropping a little bit, and I thought I was going to lose that as well, just if I were going to get one of the other categories, but nothing. A couple of my guys started getting injured right towards the end of that week that I thought could have helped out with rebounds, but just didn't work out. But you didn't seem to lose any momentum with blocks, even with having Davis out.
Yeah, well, what's his name? Serge Ibaka. He's
back.
Probably a better blocker. Better
probably.
Blocker. Once I have both of them, I'm never going to lose blocks.
And, you changed your image.
Oh, yes. I went for a more retro logo.
Yeah.
I think it turned out pretty well.
Is this your poster child now?
I tried to make Dirk in Microsoft Paint, but it didn't turn out great. So now it's just some bum.
Looks like some bum was drinking a root beer float. I thought I'd be able to make it close, but turned out to be where
this had to have been the closest game of the week, actually.
Yeah,
because everybody else who lost, they got their
pretty lopsided
whipped.
Yep,
kind of like that beast mode in basketball Reese's game. My God.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Why was it surprising?
Well, Basketball Reasons had a pretty good team at start there.
Yeah, they were trying to do something at the beginning.
And now all of a sudden you must have known that you couldn't focus on football anymore, and now you're focusing on basketball.
Yeah, because this is the best start I've ever had.
Yeah.
The last 2 years I've been terrible.
It helps when you keep Luol Deng.
I don't even have Luol Deng this year.
No.
I got
LeBron. Goobers does.
I got Bron.
Yep. I swear, I don't understand how you could spend $900 on 2 players and still have a competitive team.
Because there were players in free agency that nobody looked at.
Nobody wanted.
And you have to actually watch basketball and pay attention to basketball players to see, this guy's pretty good. I'm going to get this guy. You have to actually pay attention. So,
Makes sense.
And I've got a couple of players that I'm eyeballing that are out there right now. I'm just waiting on them. So my team's only going to get stronger.
Yeah, so Beast Mode handily beat Basketball Reasons 8-1. Goobers, as he had mentioned earlier, could only buy 2 stat categories.
Exactly.
Free throw percentages and turnovers.
Yeah.
Against Bowser.
Bowser looks like he's trying to make a comeback.
Yeah.
And the Great Wall of Durant just mowing over the baked tomatoes like there's no tomorrow.
Is Canada back in the call?
No, he's not.
Gotta ask what if he's gonna change his team name or not.
He needs to change his team name.
Yeah, he needs to renovate.
Yeah, he needs to change everything.
I thought he said he was gonna drop a bunch of players too.
Oh, good. I hope
he
does.
He was gonna drop injured ones.
Yeah, but he's still got two guys that are out on his team right now.
Yeah.
I heard the Knicks were looking for a new point guard.
Yep.
So Felton might not even be back by the time he's healthy.
Yeah.
It's about time. Brandon Felton has been. He hasn't been good in a while.
The Knicks are just bad.
Yeah, they're bad in general.
Yeah, and they had a good team last year. Surprisingly good. And then this year they just look like trash. I think Carmelo's on his way out. I think there's a big trade coming down with his name on it to L.A.
For what?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's L.A. going to give him?
Draft picks. That's about all they can give him.
I thought the Suns had the draft picks from Steve Nash.
I don't think they got any draft picks on that trade. I think they just signed him because Steve Nash was a free agent. They didn't trade to get him. He just walked on. They're like, here, we're going to give you a bunch of money to come play 2 years. Bad move, L.A. Bad, bad, bad.
Do basketball players have any, can they cancel trades or veto trades?
Yeah.
If it's in their contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they don't want to be traded, they can say, no, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, Carmelo probably has a no trade clause. Maybe.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to go to a specific team, he can say nope.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, but Canada's got some cleaning up to do. I mean, he's got Monroe. Fortunately, he was able to prevent Edidi from swapping him out. But he's still got Ines Kanter.
Ennis. Something like that.
All right.
Ines Kanter.
Wade's been playing like he's, you look at it, he's only been playing like a couple games and he'll take a couple games off.
Yeah,
that's probably going to be the method of choice for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, that's probably going to be the method of choice for the rest of his career.
Could be.
Because he's prone to getting hurt. I mean, he's an injury-prone player. I mean, he never stays healthy. He's not Flash anymore. He's like frozen. He's not fast at all. Nobody. Wow. He could be guarded.
World of Wade. Or Way of Wade, whatever.
All right. The last matchup was, the Ball Riders and Hell in a Handbasket. He just beat up on a crippled team.
Yeah, I thought Helena would be a decent team this year, too, though, because he started out fairly well.
Yeah, and then, Ball Riders has another thing coming. They're going to lose pretty quick. They're not that great.
But who's going to beat them?
They're not. Who's going to beat them? I've got three teams that I know can beat them. Ballin, Bowser. That's going to be one of them. Then we got the Brown Bombers.
We already beat them, so.
Yeah, okay. Next.
Someone else needs to beat them.
Beast Mode is going to beat them. Next time we play, we're going to take it.
All right. Who do we face this week? You and I face off, Franchise. It's been tough so far.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rocky road there. I mean, right now we're tied.
Yep.
4-4-1.
3-pointers and blocks still yet to be determined. It's kind of been going back and forth.
But you've been owning rebounds.
I've owned rebounds. Surprisingly, I'm usually really good at assists, but I'm down almost 20 for assists.
That's because I got a bunch of point guards.
Yeah, Chris Paul's been kind of injured the last week or so. His kind of totals took a little bit of a dip there.
Yeah, you got a little bit more on the turnover side, too.
Yep.
But you're doing pretty good with steals, so, this is going to be a really good week.
Yeah, it'll be a tight finish.
I still think I'm going to win this one.
Fair enough.
I'm hot right now.
Basketball Reasons facing the Goobers, and yet again, the Goobers is down pretty significantly. So this one looks like it's already done.
Are the Goobers even playing?
Sponge said he's trying.
Yeah, he said there's a conspiracy holding him down.
Okay.
That does sound like he did.
Again, I say, are the Goobers even playing?
Yeah. You got to pass on your knowledge of forcing him to watch basketball games, Franchise.
I'm going to have to.
That's all it is.
You gotta watch your team. So.
Or just don't give away your best player.
Yeah, don't drop them, stuff like that.
Hey, I can't say nothing.
Tell him to spend more in a draft.
Yeah, spend all your money on two players. the best two players in the league, too. I can't believe I got away with those two.
It's not that you got away. It's that nobody was willing to spend more than that.
Again, I got away with it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's just basically that. I mean, nobody.
You're saying you got them for cheap?
I got them at a discount. I got them dollar store, baby.
Yeah.
All right. So we got, Bowser and Great Wall of Durant. Great Wall of Durant.
This one seems to be almost already decided, too.
Yeah.
A couple categories, maybe you can make it close, but.
Boy, and I have to say, you got a good team, though. You got a decent team. You've been, no matter what your record is, you're still in every game with everybody you play.
Yeah, I gotta kind of fill a couple different holes, but, yeah, once I need to make a trade for blocks. That's one of my main things. Blocks and maybe three-pointers.
Yeah, I bring my blocks up, it's over. See, Bowser's getting destroyed on blocks.
Yeah, 22-9 right now. Ooh. Steals, he's down. Assists, he's down by 10. Rebounds is over 100 difference. That's pretty much done.
Is he active?
I think so.
Is that now it looks like he probably has much less
minutes. Same guys, yeah.
He's active on that PlayStation 4.
Well, I mean, all these guys here seem like they're rostered that are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is trying.
Well, I'm looking at Monday, and he had two guys on his bench.
Yeah, I messed up and did that Monday, too.
He might be inactive.
Maybe.
Maybe just took one day off. I don't know.
Okay. The next matchup is the Tomatoes and the Ball Riders, 0-6 versus 5-1. We don't even have to talk about this game because, man, you're putting a rookie owner in against an established owner who gloats and thinks he has a good team, but he's basically been winning by luck. So,
yeah.
Enough said about that. And then we have a dominant match. Good God, 8-1 already. The Brown Bombers versus Helena Handbaskets.
This could sway a little.
It could, but I don't
probably
see.
Probably not enough.
I don't see anything really.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, a couple of these are going to stay kind of where they're at. Three-pointers, rebounds, and blocks, it looks like.
Yeah.
But assists could be taken. Steals could be taken. Turnovers, points. Okay, maybe the percentages.
Yeah. I would have to. Let's see. It looks like I'm in control unless I choke.
Yeah, it would be an epic
which I don't do.
Collapse.
As I've shown, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I got 4 straight wins. Even though I was last place 4 weeks ago, and now I'm the best.
The best.
The best.
Wait a minute. Let's fact check that.
Technically, the third best.
Technically, I beat the team that's ahead of me.
Both team? Well, yeah, you beat the one, and then Handbaskets you're playing this week.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm doing this without Anthony Davis, the best player in the league.
How long is he out still?
It's supposed to be 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Which was about two weeks ago. And right now, after Baskets, my next game, I think it's against Tomato, which is a free win. So by the time I need Davis, I should have him.
Yep. This one seems like this league's going to be pretty competitive, though, so far.
It seems like it's going to be about the same as the NFL league.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at it, they're the ones who are playing.
You're not giving Canada any type of chance to turn to right the ship?
No.
All right.
And that's with the franchise stamp on it.
All right.
All right. So I guess that's all we got for this week. Week 14? I do believe in the Teampist NFL Fantasy League. Anybody want the last word on this?
No, I don't.
You don't? McClain?
No.
Okay, well, I'll take the last word. Detroit sucks. And they proved it again this week.
Who sucks?
Detroit.
D-Town?
Oh, wait a minute. I do want to mention something.
Okay.
That's the University of North Texas got in a bowl game. Let's go Mean Green.
Boom. And they lost to Alabama this year.
They're going to win whatever bowl they're in.
Yeah, do you know who they're playing?
I didn't look it up.
Oh.
Okay, here it is. They're playing in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. I didn't know existed.
I didn't know it existed either.
They're playing UNLV.
Who's the sponsor for that? The state
Jones.
Of Texas?
Jerry Jones.
The heart of Dallas, so it's just Dallas.
Is Michigan Dallas. Going to a bowl game?
Michigan?
Yeah.
They must.
Yeah, they're playing. Yeah, they are. I forget who they're playing, though.
Like Kansas State.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, it's
gonna
pretty
lose.
Much a write-off.
They're going to lose to Kansas State.
In the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl.
Wow.
Wait a minute. North Texas plays on January 1st. Michigan
really?
Plays December 28th. Therefore, the heart of Dallas is a more important bowl game.
Yeah, closer to the national championship.
There you go. North Texas is better than Michigan.
Yeah, my Baylor Bears are playing with the game next to the BCS Bowl, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, we'll see. There are a couple decent matchups there. I forget, I think it's Northern Illinois, whoever they're playing. They've got the top two rushers in the league, or in the NCAA.
Yeah,
and it'll probably be like an all-passing game.
See, Baylor had two of the top running backs, too, and both of them got hurt. C-Strunk is not a punk.
C-Strunk is not a punk?
Nope. You liked that, didn't you?
It was well done.
All right. Well, I guess we'll call it quits here.
You have music.
Thank you, people, for coming, listening, and all that good stuff.
Our live audience.
Yeah, our live audience. Because I am live streaming this.
Oh, okay.
I am. It's on BeastModeGaming.net. But anyway, here we go. I've got music. Pontiac Pussies. Detroit Blues.
I can't escape this hell.
Detroit.
To throw it to the old man, but it's been an incomplete pass.
But I'm still caged inside.
Like a Dominican suit.